This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Attorneys defending former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters set out their case at Peters' trial today in Grand Junction. Peters is accused of 10 crimes, including identity theft and official misconduct. The prosecution made its case last week. The court heard from former members of Peters' election staff. The case could go to the jury next week. In the case of election disinformation, Colorado is considering working with counties on an alert system like Reverse 911 to notify voters. It's just one idea to come out of a training session for county clerks this week in Grand Junction, focused on how artificial intelligence could be used to disrupt an election. CPR's Benta Berkland was at the training.
Part of it is figuring out the right person or group of people to immediately contact to get more information and verify what's true and accurate, and then also how to respond.
CPR's Benta Berkland. One challenge the county clerks and the Secretary of State's office identified is helping residents in some rural areas stay informed where there are fewer local news outlets. A nonprofit and a Colorado Springs school district are working to build tiny homes for teachers. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
The starting teacher salary in the Harrison School District is under $50,000 per year. Many teachers have two or three roommates in order to survive, but the district is collaborating with the nonprofit We Fortify to build 40 homes on a one-acre piece of property. Rent for the teachers would be capped at $825 a month. The average rent in Colorado Springs is more than $1,800 a month. The district hopes the project, named Wendy's Village, will help attract and retain educators. The $11 million project is being funded privately. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Denver Nuggets player Nikola Jokic and his Serbian teammates are out of the running for a basketball gold medal at the Olympics. Team USA came from behind to beat Serbia Thursday. The U.S. and France will play for the gold medal tomorrow. Jokic and Serbia will play Germany for third place and the bronze medal on Saturday. This is CPR News.